Neon Inkwell.
That's incredible.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Rusty Quill presents Of That Colossal Wreck. Episode 7. Far Away.
Here. This should be the one.
Finally. I know you said it was going to be hot in here, but... Oh.
No other way to get this close to the Queen without them swarming us. You saw the schematics.
Why would they have a pipe this hot so near to their nest anyway?
This close to the reactor, there's a lot of ambient heat. They want to keep themselves cool. It's got to be redirected somewhere.
Lucky us.
What I don't understand is why they set their nest up here in the first place.
Only one way to find out, I guess. You're sure this is the right one?
I'm sure.
Shit. How many do you think there are?
Enough.
What is that thing?
I don't know. It's huge. Must have punched through the bulkhead.
I think it's a ship of some kind. It must be how they came here.
Maybe. Or maybe it's how they nest.
I don't see anything that looks like a queen, though. They all look normal. What's this queen supposed to look like, anyway?
Big. Big enough to spawn the rest of them.
Hold on. Hand me those binoculars. No, nothing like that. They all look normal. Well, as far as normal as it would. Oh, hang on. Eggs. I see eggs.
But not what's laying them?
I think... Oh, God, it looks like they can all lay them. I don't think there is a queen.
Well, it doesn't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter? Of course it matters. The plan was to take the queen out from afar and then run. Anya, what was the plan?
The plan was for you to cover me, then run.
Is that what I think it is?
Found it in a munitions locker. Should take out this whole section.
And you with it?
We don't have time to argue.
So I'm just supposed to let you kill yourself?
And them?
No, I refuse. I will not... Wait. Where did they all go?
too late.
They've taken some of the explosives.
Does anyone know where they might have gone?
Anya wanted to go to the nest.
They wouldn't have gone on their own, surely.
Anya's been fighting whistlers and not doing much else for decades.
Yeah, she might have talked Riley into going along.
I think they went through the side door. They can't have too much of a head start.
Right. Does anyone know how to use any of these weapons? Just me, then. Everyone else, grab some flares. We might be able to catch up with them if we hurry.
No luck?
Looks like they're waiting outside all the vents leading into the heating pipes.
It's the same that way.
There must be other ways out.
There are two. One into the reactor and one into open space.
Shit. Shut up! Why don't they just come in and get it over with?
Too hot for them. And besides, they don't need to.
Can't stay in here forever. So what's the plan?
Same as it was before.
You're still planning to blow yourself up?
Well, I hope to take more of them with me, but at least I'll get the eggs. And it should distract them enough for you to get out of here.
No, I'm not going to let you do it.
How are you going to stop me? I'm the one with the bomb.
If you go out there, I'm coming with you.
What are you talking about? No, you're not.
Are you going to blow me up as well?
Oh, this is ridiculous. Just let me go.
No.
Riley, this is what I'm for. I kill things.
That isn't true. You saved us.
Well, I almost killed you.
But you didn't. And without you, we would never have made it as far as we have. We need you.
Everyone's on their own in the end. Even if this won't stop them all, it'll hurt them more than I ever have. My entire life, hunting these things, being hunted, it's all I've done. So that's how I end.
It doesn't have to be.
What's the alternative? What else am I good for? I've seen how the others look at me. Like I'm something to be pitied. Like I'm broken.
We're all broken, Anya. And you're worth more than blowing yourself up to kill a few dozen whistlers.
So what else do I do?
That's up to you. But I know that you're more useful alive than you are dead.
You really think so?
I do. And so do the others.
Fine. Take the thing. Green switch on the side should disarm it. So what now? We're still trapped.
Riley!
Down there!
We're here!
This way! Hurry!
I knew it! Ha! Come on, Anya.
The door.
At least it's quicker to get in with the commander's key.
They're not going anywhere this time. There's too many of them, and they are very angry.
Then we need to find a way out of here. One where they can't follow.
Best bet's probably a maintenance tunnel. Something cut off from the main corridors.
I'll check the plans, see if there's anything leading away from the bridge.
Good. I'll guard the door. Levi, Zach, Luna, gather as many supplies as you can. We probably won't be back here for a while. Anya, help Riley.
You're not in charge of me.
You know this station better than anyone, Anya. Please.
Fine.
Riley, anything?
Still looking. There's a maintenance tunnel through the floor, but it looks like it just doubles back into the corridors.
The whistlers could be halfway over this level by now.
Well, is there anywhere on another level we could get to?
What about those shuttles?
Well, this is hardly the time to decide.
Just the shuttle bay, then. That would be far enough away to give us some breathing room, right?
Could we get there?
I think we could probably get to the nearest lift.
Most of them don't work.
We might be able to fix it.
Any better options?
None I've found yet. I can keep looking.
Let's try the lift. I'll do what I can with the controls here. Levi, cover the door for me.
Right, we should be able to get down through here.
I'll get the tools.
Wait, I think there are some communicators in with the supplies. Here, take one of these with you. How do I...
Just keep it pointed at the door and squeeze the trigger as soon as you see movement.
Right. Thanks.
Riley? Anya? Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's working.
Great. Keep us updated. I think I found the lift you're heading to on the plan, so I should be able to monitor its status.
If we do manage to make it to the shuttle bay, we're not really leaving, are we?
Why not? What would we stay for, really?
Well, what about the fact that there are still hundreds of thousands of people here stuck in stasis?
They'll be stuck in stasis whether we're here or not. This place is far too broken for us to try waking them all. And it's not like we can try them one at a time. And how many of them are like the commander?
We could at least try!
I'm sorry, Levi, but we'd be more likely to turn those pods into coffins than to get anyone out of them.
And if they wake up anyway, like we did, or Anya's group?
What if they don't? Do you really want to spend your life waiting for strangers who might never show up?
It's not just about the others. The six of us could build a life together at least. Leaving the station isn't safe. Well, it's safer than out there. Maybe there's another farm in some other part of the station, like further away from the Whistlers.
Sure. We might be able to find somewhere like that if we stayed. But leaving, we could find something so much better.
Shouldn't we at least try to find out what else is out there? If there's anyone left from Earth, or other life we could live alongside?
God, Mira, you can't think this is a good idea.
I don't. But I don't necessarily think it's a good idea to stay here either. But if we have to choose, and it looks like we might, I don't know what I'd be outside of the station. I can remember being other places, but they don't exist anymore. The only thing I know I can do is try to keep us all alive, here and now. Which is what I'm trying to do now, if you don't mind.
Still glad you stopped me blowing up the nest?
Yeah, I think I'd rather go out trying to live than trying to kill.
Maybe you're right. I'm sorry for dragging you down there.
You didn't drag me. I chose to go.
How much do you think the others really want to fly off into space?
Well, I guess Zach's keen. Luna too, I think. Obviously Levi doesn't want to, but I'm not really sure why, and I can't tell what Mira wants.
But you don't want to go.
I wouldn't have thought so before, but maybe.
Because of the Whistlers?
No, actually, yeah, a bit. But mostly, well, what would we actually do if we stayed? I hate the thought of just waiting here.
Like me.
No, you've had the Whistlers to deal with. You've been fighting all this time. And I guess I thought maybe that would be what I could do too, but I don't think that's actually what I want. I'm sorry.
Why are you sorry? You're not me.
Right.
It would be nice if you stayed, though.
I'm not saying I definitely want to leave. I just mean, I can see how it might be hope for some other life. Something to focus on that isn't just survival. It's...
Wait!
Yeah, I'm here. What's your status?
We've got time left, but they're pretty close.
We better be quick then. Can you access the lift controls?
Yes, but there's no power supply. It's completely dead.
Shit. Let me look. Looks like it's still connected. I might be able to reroute power.
Mira, can we talk?
Not really the best time right now.
Well, there might not be another time. That's kind of the point.
Fine. What's wrong?
No, nothing's wrong. I just... Well, you said earlier you couldn't think what your life could be outside the station. Well, I didn't want to say with Levi and Zach right there, but I could be part of your life. Like, a big part. I know that's not enough, but maybe we could be a start. And we'd figure out the rest together.
I might like that.
Good.
But we can talk about this later. There'll be time. I promise.
Mira, how's it looking on the console?
Yeah, should be working any second.
Let me know as soon as it lights up.
That's it. Give me a second. Shit. What now?
Riley.
I know.
What's happening? Is it working?
It's saying something about an override. I think you need to call it up from there.
Can we do it from down here?
No. The folks who built this place really didn't want anyone but the commander accessing these shuttles. Mira?
Yep. I think I found it. One second. Go! Get down to the others!
I don't!
I'm right behind you. Got it!
I can't see Mira.
She's on her way.
Riley?
Come on.
They're coming. I'll cover you.
Get in! Hurry!
You sure it's safe?
Nope.
Where's Mira?
Still on her way. We wait as long as we can.
We already have. We've got to go.
We can't just wait. Mira!
She's here!
Well, that was...
Everyone okay? Any injuries?
I think we're all right. Somehow.
Is this it?
Where are the shuttles?
It should be straight down this way.
Is that where we're going?
For now.
Right.
This is it.
It's huge.
It should be. There's space for 9 shuttles.
Well, there's definitely not more than 8. This bay's empty.
This one too.
This one's still here. Next one too.
Look at the size of them. Hang on, looks like there's a status panel. Mira, could you...
Sure. It's fueled, stocked, and functional. Designed to carry up to 300 passengers for up to 2 years. And yeah, it has light speed.
Sounds like a pretty good option.
We still don't know what's out there.
Well, I say we vote on it. Whatever we do together.
Seems fair.
I vote we go. There are a few star systems we could easily reach in this thing. We don't know what's there, of course.
I say we find out. I vote to go.
Yeah, me too. I'm sorry, Levi.
No. You know what? I vote to go as well.
Really? You're sure?
Yeah, I think I am.
What made you change your mind?
Do you remember that graveyard that we found back at the farm?
I never went to see it myself, but... Yeah, I remember.
You missed out. It was kind of lovely, actually. Flowers had grown all over it, with just these markers poking through. There must have been about, 100 of them? But there was one that hadn't been filled in. It was just a pit in the ground next to the rest, with a body laying at the bottom. Just bones, curled up like they might have just fallen asleep there and never woken up. They must have buried everyone they'd ever known until they were the last one alive. The more I think about it, the more I realize that if we stay, if we go back to the farm or find another one, like I wanted, well, that's the best case scenario. I don't want to be the last one left, and I don't want any of us to be. Maybe I still will be, just on a ship, you know, instead of a station. But I think I'm going to choose to hope for something better. Or try, you know, anyway. Besides, some of the other ships are already gone.
Maybe there are others already out there.
We don't know for sure.
But I say let's find out.
So it's decided. We go.
No.
No?
I'm not going.
Anya, no, we're not just going to leave you here on your own.
You've all only been here for, what, a month? But I've lived here for decades. If there is anything else out there, it's not for me.
But you'd be
alone. I'm very used to it. And I was thinking, maybe other people will wake up, like you said they might, and maybe I can help them, if I'm still here. Maybe I'll even send them on after you.
I could stay, help you out.
No, you couldn't. Thank you, Riley, for everything, but you belong with them, not with me.
If you're sure about this, then you should take the badge.
I guess that makes me the commander.
I guess it does.
Thank you.
Permission to disembark, Commander.
Permission granted.
Goodbye, Anya. Keep safe.
I'll try my best.
Come on, Luna. Let's see what's out there.
Can't wait. Goodbye, Anya.
Will you be okay?
Well, I'm not the one heading out into a vast and uncaring universe.
I'm not so sure about that.
I've survived many, many years on my own. I'll manage. But I will miss you.
I'll miss you too.
Do you think you can keep us alive out there as well?
I'll try. Things will be different though, on a ship, day in, day out. We'll need you a lot more than we need me.
Do you think we'll find anything?
All we can do is hope.
Good luck.
Of That Colossal Wreck is a Neon Inkwell podcast, distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International license. The series is written and created by Sasha Sienna and Jonathan Sims and directed by Maximilian John. This series was edited by Lorianne Davis, Nico Vitesi, Catherine Seaton, Meg McKellar and Catherine Ranella, with music from Catherine Seaton. It featured Aaron Lewis Cadogan as Levi, Catherine Luff as Miri, Hannah Raymond Cox as Luna, Kate Sketchley as Riley, Ewan Shedden as Zach, and Ellie Dickens as Anya. Neon Inkwell is produced by April Sumner, with executive producer Alexander J. Newell and showrunner Elizabeth Moffat. to subscribe, view associated materials, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.